The Gemara Daf Tzadi Yomer Aleph from the top of the Omid. Boy Yigomi Bar Choma. Shtei Amos Begag Veshtei Amos Ba'omid Mahu. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. The beginning of Perek called Gagas. We had three machlekes in the Mishnah. But let's focus on the Chachom and Rameya. Rameya says that Kol Gagas are one Rishus, even though they're owned by different owners, as long as it's not 10 higher, 10 lower. Chachom say every Gagas Rishus B'fnei Atzmoi. Pashtus, the reason being, because since below it's different diurin, so above, you can't go from gag to gag. Now, we said that according to Chachom, you can't go from gag to gag. There was a machlokes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. That which we said, that you can't go from gag to gag, what about in the gag itself? That's porutz, open to the other gagos. So Rav says, "Ei metatnu el bedalar ames." You don't say, "By mechitza shein nikor is good asik mechitza also." And Shmuel says, you can carry on that gag itself from that one owner because you say good asik mechitzoso, it goes up even though it's not mechitz in the chorus. And then the Gemara went so far and said that according to Rav, beiz ames begagzeh, beiz ames begagzeh, meaning the fact that you can go two ames, four ames, but that doesn't mean that you can't go. You can go two ames in one gag and two ames in another gag because the mice is different gagos. That was the Gemara before. Now the Gemara has the following question. That which you said you can't go, Beis Amos Begag Zeh, Beis Amos Begag Zeh, according to Rav, Boi Ron Bachomer, Shtei Amos Begag, Vishtei Amos Ba'omud, the top of that Tzadi Omer Aleph. If you go two Amos in a Gag, according to Rav, that we said that Gag Ben Agagas A Metaltlin Boy, Ela Bedalal Amos. The Gagas Asa one another. So what if you Metaltle from two Amos in a Gag and two Amos in a Omud? Two Amos in a Gag and two Amos in another Gag, we said is also. Because that's a different shos. But that's maybe only because below the gag, someone lives there. So gagas and gagas, where there's diurin on the mato, suha, then you can't go two amas in one gag, two amas in another gag. But gag in the omud, nobody lives on a pole. An omud that's gavaya yud roich of dalad. So nobody lives below it. So a male over there, maybe the rav's din would be that you could go two amas big gag and two amas be omud.
Who's the
omud below someone else, belongs to someone else, and it's touching your gag. Right next to the gag. Tosis actually says that the omer is muflig dalet from the gag, the top Tosis. Now, the Gemara's question is, we'll see the Gemara, the Gemara's question is, do you look at, the omer is for sure, Shusay Yochit, Gevor Yud Roich of Dalet. The gag is a carmelis, Midrabonon. Why? Because you can't carry in the gag according to Chachomim. That's what we said, according to Rav. So it's a carmelis. So the question is, you can go of carmelis or Shusay, of course you can't. So what's the... Midrabonon, they made it a carmelis because since it's poruts b'meluyah to the other gagos, gag ben agagos, it's poruts open to the other gagos, so it has a din carmelis that you can't carry even dalal amos. That's Rav Shita. Rav said, e metaltin el b'dalot. That means a din carmelis. So that's what Gemara is saying. Gemara says, the question is carmelis just yochid, but upon him, the Tosis Gali points out that the omud is four removed from the gag. Because if it's within four, is a mashmoy is maybe of Lovud Rashbag Gimel of Dalit, but the point is if it's close to the gag, then it's considered the same gag. And then it's not considered a different, then it will be bottled to the gag, and whatever the gag is, then it can carry there. It's like carrying, you're allowed to carry in the gag Dalit Amos. According to Rav, could you carry Dalit Amos in the gag?
Yes.
Could you carry, according to Rav, you can carry, Shmuel says you can carry the whole gag. Rav says you can only carry Dalit Amos in the gag. So if it's bottled to the gag, then of course you can carry two Amos in the gag and two Amos on
the
omit.
The good asik, the end of the
God
is good asik.
Rav doesn't say good asik, mechitza chorus.
He's saying that's why you can't carry from one guy to the other.
Let's see the Gemara is going to discuss all these studies. Let's see the Gemara.
Boy, go over the border of.
Shtei ames begag, shtei ames be'omud mahu. So now the question is, could the, just like you cannot carry from a gag to ames, according to Rav. Why? Because it's not considered one gag. In one gag, you can carry dalal amos. You don't say good asik. So you can't carry the whole gag. It's parts of Meluya. You don't say good asik. It's parts of the other gag. So it's like a carmelis. You can carry dalal, but you can't go from gag to gag. That's only because below there's inhabitants living there. So Melet makes it that you're not allowed to go from gag to gag. But maybe gag to omed. Nobody lives below an omed. So even though it belongs to someone else, you could go two amos from gag and two amos to omed. That's the tzad of the Gemara that you could. Or the tzad is no. At the end of the day, it belongs to someone else. Just you can't go from gag to gag, different people. You can't go from gag to omer that are owned by different people. Even though nobody lives below, there's no diurin. Zok the Gemara, boy, Ram Bachomer, shtei ames begag, shtei ames be'omud mahu. That's how the suffix in the Gemara is. Omar Rabbe, what's bichal the question? My komi bayale. Kamalus v'shus yochid komi bayale. It's a question of kamalus and shus yochid. That's not a kasha. Of course you can't go from kamalus to shus yochid. The gag is a kamalus, a din kamalus, and the omar is a shus yochid, gavar yud rochav dalet. Of course you can't go from kamalus to shus yochid. Zog Rashi. Beis amas begag zek rav svir leidom begag shebein agag in eme taltim be'ele be'dalad asri adodi. Mao le taltim achaz men lo'omud hoem b'shus rames somuch loy. And Toys says somuch means remove dalad. Gavoy yud rach of dalad. Frank the Gemara. Kamalis v'shus hayoch kom b'ayelei b'tmiya kolom ha'pshita d'osa. Of course it's osa. Do gag is a kamalis hu. Kiram rinon eme taltim be'ele be'dalad. It's a din kamalis. And omer is a shus hayochid. So the way the Rishonim explain at the end of the day the suffering in the Gemara, what's the reason why migag legag it's osa? Is it because of the shame diur in the lamata, and that would not apply by an omid, and then the omid would be bottled to the gag and it would be mutter? Or is it because of the shame chilik reshuyos, and at the end of the day, the chilik reshuyos is what's osa, and then it will be applicable by a gag to an omid also? And that Gemara says, it's a regular kamlis and reshus yochid. What's the shayla? So the Gemara weiter. The Roy Bachoma, that he asked such a question, it's a regular question of kamlis and reshus yochid. Agav churfe loy ayin. Because of his sharpness, he wasn't my ayin. Elohim vayleis. What is, yes, the question? Zog the other question is as follows. Beis ames begag u beis ames b'achsadro. Achsadro is something that has poles, has a roof, but there's no walls. So it's like a podium with a roof. A podium with a roof without walls. So that achsadro, the question that we're showing him, we're talking about in the Achsadro, on top of the Achsadro. But the question is, are you going from the Gag to the Achsadro? What's the question? Mi amrino, do we say, cave in the loy high chozel lidira, loy high chozel lidira. Nobody lives on the roof. It's not chozel lidira. Below people live, but not on the roof itself. And likewise, in Achsadro, nobody lives. So mainly we look at it like one Rishos. And just like Rav says, you're allowed to carry Dalet Ames on a Gag. Even if you don't say good Asik. Because the Chitse any chorus. But Dalet, you could go. So where then you can go? Achsadra and Gag is also like one. It's owned by a different person, but it's not Chozel Adira. So it's like one. So Chad Reshusi, I don't know, came into me Gag le Gag Osir, but from Gag to Gag, Rav says it's Osir. And why is it Osir? Because below there are people living there, so mainly you can't go from Gag to Gag. So me Gag le Achsadra, not me Osir, even though there's nobody living in the Gag and in the and Achsadra, but by Gag le Gag, we say it's also because the ikavart in the Gag le Gag is because the Yigun Lamato make it that it's also Lamalo, even though nobody lives there. So what in Bachsadra, you don't have to have someone living there. The fact that nobody lives below, it doesn't stare me. It's still going to be awesome. You don't look at it like one Rishos. The topic is, do you look at it as one Rishos or not? Zog Rashi. V'hochi avadim b'ayle, beiz amas b'gag shebein agag. And again, we're talking about a gag between gagos. So you're not allowed to carry in this gag. It's pogutz like a kamelis. Pogutz b'mluyoy. So beis, and you only go dalad. But you could, so gag to gag, you can't go two and two. What about beis amas b'achsadah shabayla macherim? Agave tikra shalachsadah. Yoysim beis asayim. It doesn't have a mechitza. It doesn't have a pitikra. That's yoyd v'soysim. Because it's uzala, it's a slant. So the question is, it's also like a kamelis. So maybe it's considered like one reshus. It's like a kamelis in a way. So in Mela, it should be one. Chad Reshusi, v'af b'she'en shelish echad. It's not owned by one person, but there's no chilik reshus. And it, even according to Rabbanan Zog Rashi, it's not like two gagin, because over there is the yuvin lamato. Oh, here Rashi says the difference. By two gagin is the yuvin lamato. So if there's the yuvin lamato, k'shem she'es chilik reshus lamato, kach yesh chilik lamalo. Because the chilik lamato goes up to the roof too. But by Achsad, there's no chilik lamato, so maybe you wouldn't say it so. Or no, maybe only by gag le gag it's osir, because people are dilma faket, just like gag le gag is osir. Why? The kapti ashinu bailim. So achsadra and gag also. So Rashi explains clearly the two tzedim. Do you say the reason by gag and gag it's osir because this chiluk lamato, this diur lamato, so that chiluk goes up too, even though nobody lives there? Or do we say no, lemais it's ashinu bailim, it's owned by a different person, and just like gag le gag is osir, gag and achsadra is also osir. But if the reason is that Gag is only also because of the Yungin Lamato, so then that would not be applicable when it comes to Nachsadr. There's no Yungin Lamato. Another question. Beis Ames Begag, Ubeis Ames Bechurva. Now a churva that's owned by someone else is also, Rashi says, like a karmelis, like a gag ben agagis. So what's the question, an additional question by churva? A churva is a desolate, knocked out building without windows. So mahu, omer Rav Kahana, lav hainu d'chom b'chomer. What's in between a chsadro and a gag or a churva and a gag? Both of them, the question is, do you look at it like ben gag le gag, it's osur, suha den gag ta chsadro? So what's in between gag and churva? Or do you say, no, only gag and gag and not gag and chsadro? Suha den gag and churva not? What's the difference? Zogdi gomorra, lav hainu d'chom b'chomer. Just like by gag and achsadra, we had a sofek, and we didn't remain with the sofek. So why should it be any more questioned by churva? Zogdi gomorra, omer abibi ba'abaya, chima acher asoi v'natsoi. Meaning, are you just coming to ask me lekanter? We just asked the question, and we had a sofek between gag and achsadra. So now you just want to add on to the question, say the same thing in a different word, and use churva. What exactly are you doing? You're copying someone else. And it's just in order to argue and to ask a question. So just to be mekanter, meaning I asked a question by Gag and Achsadra. You're being mechadish a new question. Gag and Churva, you're copycatting my question, just using a different area, which is the same thing. So Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference. Achsadra lo chazi ledira. Bechurva chazi ledira. Meaning, there is a difference. An achsadra is not inhabitable. So over there you can differentiate between gag and gag is also because they deal in the matto. So mele it goes up too. Masha'enkein gag and achsadra is not royal deer at all. Masha'enkein churva, a person can live in a desolate, knocked out building without windows. It's chazal adira. So if it's chazal adira, so then what's the question? Then for sure it should be osir. So then it's not like the gag. Then it should be for sure also. Then it's not, you can't say it's bottled to the one Rishos. Then for sure it should be also. The whole reason why it should be mutter is because it's doimit to the gag. It's not doimit to the gag, it's chazal adira. It's a separate place, that's chazal adira. Imtim tzaloy makoma. Imtim tzaloy machsad ele chazal adira. Why? If you're going to say an achsad is not chazal adira, and a mela, it's like the gag. And you're allowed to go 2 amos in the gag and 2 amos in the achsadra. Churva, which is chazal adira, so maybe you can't go 2 amos in the gag and 2 in the churva. Or you don't know, hashtamiya les bediurin, but lamaisa no one's living there, so teku. So the question, Gufa, is, do you differentiate between achsadra and churva? Achsadra, at the end of the day, is not chazal adira, so it's doimit to the gag, so it's one. Mashing churva, lamaisa, it's chazal adira, so it's not doimit to the gag. So then it's like going from gag to gag, and then it will be also. And that's a suffix in the Gemara, and the Gemara remains with the teiku.
What is, if you don't say good asset, like Rav, why did the urim in the bottom make it into a mechitzin?
If you don't say good asset,
right. So
why can't you go from gag to gag?
Right. So the urim destroyed. Why? If you don't say good asset, then what are the urim doing?
So Rashi, look at the Dibur Masach Chadar Shusu. Va'af apisha enesh yish echod. It's not from one person, it's a different person. Dibur Masach Chadar Rishusu. Va'af apisha enesh yish echod. We're talking about the achsadra. It's not owned by the same person as the gag. Ein b'em chilek Rishusu. There's no separation between them. Va'afil rabbonon. Why? The loy domel shnei gagin. By shnei gagin, hosom ikadiru namato. B'shneyin. Since people live below, yesh loymai, so you can say, k'shem sheyesh chilek Rishus lamato. Just like people live below, two different inhabitants, kach yesh chiluk lamalo, so even if you don't say good asik, but it's a chiluk reshus, the choluk lamata solik v'ozil, the chiluk reshus are below, not as good asik, but it's solik v'ozil. Ava b'achsadra, lekel me'emochi, b'achsadra you can't say this, because no one lives lamato. So Rashi is being mechadash yisoid, that even if you don't say good asik, but lemaisa, who lives in 422 Carnetta Drive? This person lives here. So that chilek reshus goes up too, even though you don't say good asik. You don't see walls. And it's not a separation in mitzad walls, but it's a chilek reshus. Do you look at mitzad chilek reshus, and that you don't have by achsadra, because nobody lives below. Zog the Gemara. So that's a take on the Gemara. So again, let's review this Gemara. The Gemara starts off and says as follows. Two Amas Begag and two Amas Ba'omud. We know two Amas Begag and two Amas Begag, we said is Osir, according to Rav. Rav doesn't say good asik, so he can't carry in the gag at all, only four Amas, and he can't go two Amas in one gag to another gag. It's poets from Louis Ludova, Mokam Osir, we gave it in Carmelis. But what about, and two Amas in one gag to another gag is Osir, we said in the Gemara before. Right? But what about two Amas in an Omud? An Omud maybe is less, because Omud, nobody lives here. Yes, an Omud is a Rishus Yochid, but maybe it's bottled to the Rishus that it's in, to the gag, I mean, because nobody lives there. So the Gemara says, what's the question? One's a Kamas, one's a Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara says, no, it's Agav Churfer. Really, the question is, two Amas in a gag and two Amas in Nachsadra. And Nachsadra, after all, is like a Din Karmelis. So Mele, it's bottled to the gag. And gag, we also said it's a Din Karmelis, only Dalet Amas.
So therefore, it should be Mutter.
And with the Sufik Rashi explains, nobody lives in Achsadra, so mainly you don't have Diyug in Lamato, so mainly you could. Or do you say, no, it's a Chilik Rishus? And then he says, what about a Churva? Churva, what's Churva any different than Achsadra? Churva is different, because Churva is Royal Adira. Royal Adira makes it more that it's considered that it's a separate place, and if a Shor should be Osir. So it's Imtim Tzoloimar. Imtim Tzoloimar, Achsadra is Mutter, because it's not Royal Adira, Churva Chazal Adira, so that then maybe it will be Osir. And the Gemara blibes the teku. What's the other tzad? It's mutter because hashta like a diugin, lemaisa nobody is living in right now. Zok the Gemara as follows now. Gagin hashovin l'rameya. Rameya in the Mishnah said, if one roof is 10 and the on is 10 below, 10 higher, even though gagin is one shus, he can't go from one gag to another. But what about if the gagin are equal? If the gagin are equal, Rameya says all the gagin is one. Chachomim say, no, Gagin be'etzim, you can't go from Gag to Gag. You look at the different owners. They live below, so where they're on the top, you can't go from Gag to Gag. Reb Shimon says, Gag, Chotze, Kafir, is all one. Now, Gagin, Hashom, L'Rameya, where there's no, and that doesn't go higher or lower, the Gag, Yechidi, L'Rabonon, let's say there's only one roof. According to Rabonon, the only reason why you can't go from roof to roof, because there's other roofs that are open. But Avada, and we said, you can't even go on the roof itself, according to Rav, only Dalet Amos. Shmuel says, you could. You say good asik. But the point is, a gag yichidi, according to Rabbonon, there shouldn't be a problem to carry on the roof according to anyone. The gag yichidi, there's no other roofs open to it. So it's not porous memeluya to another roof. What's wrong with going on the roof itself? So Gemara says as follows. If fakert machlokes from before, gagin ashovin, when the gagin are equal according to Rameya, and gag yichidi according to Rabbonon, where there's no other people around him, Rav omar mutal letalta bekuloi. Here Rav says he's allowed to carry the whole roof. Before we said gag between gaggers, Shmuel says you're allowed to carry that whole roof, at least from one owner. Why? Because of good asik.
No mechitz
around the roof. But Shmuel says you say good asik, because you're allowed to carry in that one person's roof. And here Shmuel says that gag yichidi only dalet ames, Steer and Shmuel. And Rab before said that gag ben a gag is can only go dalet ames, because you don't say good asik, and then it's poets memluyoi. And here suddenly he says, a gag yichidi, you're allowed to go the whole gag. So the Gemara says as follows. Rav amamuta letalta bekuloi, kasha de rav ad rav. Before Rav said, behedya, that you're only allowed to go, dalet ames. And here he's saying you're allowed to go the whole roof. Zok the Gemara, the fundamental difference is very simple. Hosam laminka mechitza. When did Rav say you're only allowed to go dalet ames? When it's gag ben agagas. Gag ben agagas, so it's not minkah mechitzas. Rav sheet is you don't say good asik, so it's poets b'meluyah l'mokam ha'osar. It's like a kamelis, you don't go dalet ames because not minkah. Hocha when it's a gag yichidi, so you have the home, the walls of the home is very minkah. You see walls going in all four directions of the home, so you say good asik. So mainly a lot of carrying. He doesn't argue on good asik. He just says you don't say good asik by learning minkah mechitza when it's between the different rooftops. So there he says you can only go dalet. Here you can go the whole thing. So that's why over here Rav says that you could go the whole roof. Now Rashi explains the Havamina why according to Rav by a gag yichidi it should be osir. After all, it's not poetz b'meluya l'makam osir. Zogt Rashi that even though there isn't another roof over here, but you have the Rishus Rabim that's in front of this gag yichidi. And just like other gagos aser it's poritz to the meluya l'makom aser, so it should be poritz b'meluya to the bnei rishus rabim that are over lefneim on all the sides. On that we say no, that a gag yichidi, since it has the din of
of mechitzas chitzonios of the home itself that you say good asik, so that will not be considered parts of meluyoy. Masha engen gag ben agagin, over there it's only the mechitza pnimios that you want to create a good asik. So mechitza pnimios and not nikoros, so that would remain parts of meluyoy. There's a fundamental difference between the walls of the home and the walls of that are not nikor. The walls of the home of a single home are mechitzas nikoros, so mechitzas chitzonios. So over there, the bnei Yerushalayim are not considered parts of meluyoy, and you say good asik. Which are not nikoros, those you don't say good asik, and then it would take to be parts of meluya to the other gagos. You come to Shmuel, it's mamash astira. Kol sheken, if it works by good asik, for sure when you don't have to come on to good asik. Shmuel Omar, aim at talton ela bedalat ames. Why only dalat ames? The kasha the Shmuel of Shmuel, before Shmuel said that you're allowed to carry on that whole roof, because you say the imaginary good asik even by not minker. So why over here by a single roof can't you go only dalat? Over there, meaning over there, that Shmuel says you're allowed to go to the whole roof, is because it's not yoisim beis asayim. So, since it's the reason why it's not yoisim beis asayim, because you say good asik. So even if you count all the roofs together, it's more than beis asayim. But since you say good asik, so every roof individual is not more than beis asayim. So that's what you're allowed to carry there. Karfav. That's Yosef Beis Sayim is a problem, but here it's not Yosef Beis Sayim. So you're allowed to carry the whole roof. Mashenkin Ahocha, when it's a singular roof, it's Yosef Beis Sayim. And Yosef Beis Sayim, that's the hook of Ladira, you're not allowed to carry only Dalai Lamas. And why is it not hook of Ladira? So Rashi explains because the walls, even if you say Gurasik, but the walls were made for the inside of the home. They're not made for the roof. So it's not hookup ladira. It's Yosef Beisayim shel hookup ladira. Yes, you have walls below, and yes, you say good asik, but it wasn't made for the roof. So it's called lahookup ladira. So Shmuel that says they allowed to carry in the whole rooftop, that's when it's between, because you say good asik mechitzosa, and it's at Yosef Beisayim. Mashenga, when it's a singular roof, so over here, we're talking about the case with Yosef Beisayim, and it's lahookup ladira because the below walls, they're not made for the roof. What'd you say?
It's not hook of ladira. It's on your roof. Nobody lives on a roof.
Exactly. It's not hook of ladira. But even though you say good asik, maybe good asik should say that the hook of ladira, meaning the walls of the home, you live in the home, that good asik should help for the top of the roof also. That's Rashi's mechalik. Because the maisa good asik is the walls, and the walls is hook of ladira for below. So maybe say good asik makes it that it's hook of ladira on the roof. That you don't say. Now Rashi says in Dibba Maschel, Hosam leka yoysim beis asayim, three lines from the bottom, he says, even according to Shmuel that you say good asik, but that good asik, those walls that you say good asik, are not going to make the rooftop that it's hook of ladira. Yes, the walls of the home are considered hook of ladira for the diurn down below where you live, but the good asik in the walls are not going to make the rooftop hook of ladira. Zok Rashi, the heck of zed a good asik ain't a heck of ladira. The halach mechitzah shel mato, the mechitzah below, alf bishenasa ledira, it's meant for the abode below, lemato avdinon. Lodu b'chalon lemato, v'lo ledira's gag. It's not meant for a dira's gag. So yes, you say good asik on the walls, but you're not going to say hukaf ledira on those same walls that are going to make the gag into hukaf ledira. So lo'olam it remains, yoysim beis asayim, shaloi hukaf ledira. And Rav that argues on Shmuel, Rav would hold, either you would hold that also is considered hukaf ladira, because the maisa, the mechitza chitzonis, the mechitza nikoris, you say good asik, so the walls become hukaf ladira, because since it's diur namato, it remains like the gag is somewhat hukaf ladira. Or you say no, or the pshat is that since the walls of the home gufa are made for this bias, it's as if it's also made to create a gag b'metzias. That's what the Rav wants to learn. And that's really what the Gemara explains. V'hani mechitzas lamata avidin. The mechitzas were made for below. L'mala loy avidon. It's not made for the roof. V'avakav of yoysim beis asayim shlukav ledira. V'cholkav yoysim beis asayim shlukav ledira. Eim etatloy ela bedalad. You can only carry dalad. Now why does Rav argue? So the Rishonim explain, Rav that argues holds that the mechitzas of the home is considered hukav ledira for the top. Because after all, when you build a home and you build walls, You build it for living inside. But at the same time, you're also building it that you know that you're creating a roof on top of your home. So it's not considered lahuk of the dira. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the whole roof. What happened to the din of lahuk of the dira, yoyse beis asayim? Rav would hold that it's yes called huk of the dira. That's what the Rajba says. So mele, that would be the machlekes. So again, the second gemara after the teku, if you have gagas that are shovel or a meyer, we are going to a meyer, you're allowed to carry the whole roof. Or gag yechidi going to rabbonon, you're allowed to carry the whole roof. So Rav that said before that you're only allowed to carry dalat amas where you don't say good asik, here he says you're allowed to carry everything. Shmuel before said they're allowed to carry the roof area because you say good asik. Here he says you only go dalat. L'chor it's a stira. Rav that said you can only go dalat, and here you can go the whole roof. And Shmuel that said before you go the whole roof can only go dalat. So the difference is Rav agrees to good asik when it's minka mechitza. A singular home is minka mechitza. Beautiful. You have the walls of the house. It's a minka, you don't say good asik. Shmuel that says that you're allowed to carry only dalat amas, l'chor before he said it, you're allowed to carry the whole roof, even by l'minka. Teretz says over there was, since good asik, it's not yoysim beis asayim. So yelaru. It's yoysim beis asayim shel hukav ledira. Why? Because the mechitzas tachtoines are meant for below and not for the top. So you're only allowed to go dalat amas. It's kaif of yoysim beis asayim shel hukav ledira. You're only allowed to go dalat amas. That is how we explain the machloikas Rav and Shmuel, the opposite of the machloikas Rav and Shmuel before. We'll stop over here in the sugya, Itmar.